You're welcoming the minister's decision to appeal.
That's right, Tom. Yes, we are. It's an important issue for our members, and the increased activity of larger vessels within the last month or so, or since the High Court ruling was published, has been a matter of concern. So we welcome the minister's decision to, first of all, seek a stay order, but second of all, to appeal the whole thing, really.
Why is it so important to the public sprat, for example? And we had complaints of bigger trawlers being seen inside Galway Bay. Why are sprats so important to inshore boats, Alex?
Well, I suppose Policy Directive 1 of 19 was more than just about sprat. It was about a lot of other issues, but sprat is certainly a very visible part of it. But sprat is an important aspect of it to all members, too. I suppose sprat are an important species for inshore fishing. There are a number of directed inshore sprat fisheries, particularly up in Donegal and down the southeast and in areas around the southwest. But sprat then is also an important fodder fish for a lot of other inshore species. So a lot of our members would say when they get, you know, the likes of cod and pollock and those kind of predatory whitefish in the bays, that they'll often find that they're feeding on sprat. So it's obviously an important food source for those fish that they depend on. And you know, it's an important species and it's an important inshore fishery in some areas.
How many boats would be concerned from the inshore fishery sector, Alex, that are in your organisation?
Well, at the moment we have about 160 vessels. I mean, all of them, most of our members that I'm aware of anyway, would like to see Policy Directive 1 of 19 put back into place. You know, as I said, it's not just about sprat. We have guys that would have been involved in inshore prawn trawling and stuff like that, and they would have seen their income slip back over the years when they had to, you know, compete against larger quad riggers and stuff in inshore waters. There's been other issues as well, issues where guys operating static gear and things have been towed away by larger trawlers as well. So, as I said, you know, it's a big issue for everybody, or the vast majority, you know, definitely. And it's not just about sprat, it's about a lot of things, really.
There's a lot of species involved, obviously, and sprat, as you say, are a feed source for many of those species.
They are, yeah, and I think sprat is obviously probably one of the more visible aspects of the whole issue as well. It certainly seems to be the one that's catching the most public attention. Of course, it's not all about sprat at the end of the day, either.
There is one other aspect. It appears obviously to be causing a division between some sections of the fishing industry. What is the response that your organisation has to, for example, to say that there would be some boats forced outside what would be safety limits if they can't fish inside bays?
Well, I suppose, look, Tom, every boat has its safety limits, and the operational limits of any vessel is down to the mast. And I mean, you know, I suppose both sides can kind of play the safety argument if you want. I mean, the truth is that smaller vessels are more reliant on inshore waters for safety than larger vessels. And we have a situation now where smaller vessels, because they have to compete with larger vessels inshore, they find themselves having to move further offshore to be viable. I suppose a typical example of this would be off the south coast, where traditionally down off the, you know, Ballycock and Cork Harbour area, you'd have had a lot of larger vessels midwater trawling this time of the year. So a lot of the guys down there that would have been plotting for brown crab, they'd nearly have to finish up kind of from September, October because of that. So rather than being able to fish for brown crab or shrimp in close, they found themselves with kind of no other real options, and they found themselves sometimes going as far as 40 miles offshore to gillnet for whitefish. So again, there's two sides to the safety argument. But at the end of the day, every vessel has its safe operational limit. You don't have to master the best vessel.
There are many areas of the coastline, your organisation points out, that are heavily dependent, almost exclusively so, on the inshore close-in waters, in the bays and estuaries, for example.
That's right, yeah. I mean, look, especially along the west coast, the smaller boats, they will be heavily reliant on fishing inside in the more sheltered bays, particularly in the winter time. So they're very dependent on those areas, and if fishing in those areas really isn't viable for them due to competition from larger vessels, the danger is then that they kind of they feel that they have no alternative than maybe stray outside that safe zone. But I mean, again, you know, every vessel has its operational limits, and you know they're certified by the MSO. So some people think the boats aren't safe enough to fish outside the 6 mile zone. Maybe they should bring those concerns to the MSO. It might be the responsible thing really to do.